Hey guys, and welcome to my first episode of the Nebras Hayek podcast. My first episode was a pilot episode, and that's when I actually just introduced myself to you and told you what this podcast is going to be about. Now, this is a first episode, and I have a topic that I have been dying to talk about. I know I posted a lot about it in the past on Instagram, on Facebook. I talked to a lot of my friends about it. And those who are very, very close to me know that I live by this rule, addition by subtraction. What addition by subtraction basically means is that sometimes you add a lot more value to your life by removing the toxic relationships out. That could mean people that are draining your energy. So do you have somebody in your life that is constantly negative, bringing you down, whether it's somebody at work, somebody in your personal life? You know, it could be a friend. It could be somebody that you're dating. If they're constantly bringing you down or constantly bringing negative energy, it doesn't necessarily have to be something against you, but they just have such negative view of life. They're constantly thinking that the world is against them, everybody is plotting against them, or, you know, they tend to always have bad things happen to them. That's just negative energy around you. Now, you can have those people that usually, like, they're usually people that you really love or care about or want them in your life. This is why the things that they say tend to bother you, because their problem becomes your problem. And that is one of the worst things. When you have somebody in your life that constantly tries to bring you down, that their problem, their bad day becomes your bad day. Something bad that happens to them, you feel it too. That's just draining. That's a lot of negative energy around you that you don't need. I'm a big believer that if you surround yourself with positive people, happy people, you tend to be happier in life. If you surround yourself by successful people, you tend to be a little bit more successful because you constantly strive to be better and strive to improve in your life. So if you have a lot of people in your life that are happy and positive, you tend to see life through their lenses. So we all have those people. Now, me personally, I started living by the rule addition by subtraction years ago. I just started removing people that I didn't think they added any positive energy to my life. They didn't add any value. As a matter of fact, they were taken away. So the way I look at it is we all have 100%. Whatever it is, you have 100%. There's 100% of me out there. So if I am putting 20% to my personal relationship, 20% to my love for my dog, 20% through my job, and if you're putting percentage of what you can provide towards something you care about or someone you care about, and then you have a lot of people that don't add any value, you're losing some of the valuable time that you can actually allocate and spend it with somebody that you actually care about, somebody that you can benefit from, somebody you can learn from. So we can, I always say this to all my friends, you can pour into somebody else's cup when your cup is empty. And that saying, I don't remember when I heard it, but I love it because you cannot sit there and try to help somebody when you yourself need to focus on what you have going on in your life. So if you have that person in your life, there are so many things that you can do. First of all, you can approach that person and say, hey, listen, I do love you. I care about you. And you mean so much to me. But I got to tell you that you in my life, you're just stressing the shit out of me. And you got to figure out a way to, you know, change this because I care about you, but I can't have this energy in my life, in my world right now. And another thing is, if you don't think that person matters that much, then you just cut them off. And I know it sounds really brutal, really harsh, but it doesn't matter. Because if somebody is not adding any value to your life, if somebody is hurting you rather than helping you, or just being stagnant, then you really don't need them. There are so many people in your life that you can focus on. There's so many things in your life that you can focus on if you weren't focusing on that person or on that specific issue. Now, that goes for also things in your life, not necessarily people with their negative energy, but also things in your life. If you have a hobby that's not enjoyable anymore, if you have something in your life that you're doing that's not bringing you any happiness, as a matter of fact, it's bringing you down, anything that is that is basically dragging you down, you maybe need to reevaluate it. You probably need to focus on a new hobby, on a new topic, on something new that brings you the same joy that this once did. So for example, my favorite hobby is belly dancing. Let's say belly dancing is no longer something I enjoy. It is definitely something I still enjoy. But let's say something I don't enjoy anymore. Let's say me taking classes or taking a practice like once a week, it's becoming a hassle more than fun. I should probably reevaluate. Do I still love this? Is this something that still brings me joy and happiness and brightens up my world? And maybe if it's not, maybe there's something out there, something else that I would really look into. So it's really important that we focus on the things that brings us happiness, things that does not drain our energy. And I said, if this could be something or it could be someone. So as long as we focus on that, you know, evaluating what is in our life, what matters most. And, you know, like I was saying before, you can't fill somebody else's cup if yours is empty. So focus on filling your cup, focus on making your life worth living, and then everything else will come in place. So, as always, please support me with, you can check out my YouTube channel, Nebras Hayek, and send me an Instagram message. You can send me an email, nebrashayekpodcast@gmail.com, and or just reach out to me. So I really appreciate your support. And as always, this is something that's going to continue to get more polished as I go forward with this. This is my first episode, so please support me, share this. The more listeners I get, the more successful I am. And if you find value in this message, go ahead and share it with people you think that's going to help. As always, see you next time. Thank you. And I'm on a roll.